Thank you for calling customer support. This is Demetrius speaking. How can I help you?
Yes, my name is Denise Bowers, and I have this charge on my account, my checking account, for the amount of $39.99. And it says it's from, it has this number, and it says a gadget. I have no idea, because I don't remember paying something like that, and I don't know what the gadget is, and I have no record of paying almost $40 for something. So I don't know. Can I give you a number? Would you be able to look it up? I don't know.
Okay. Can you provide me with your... Can you provide me with your
what
zip
do
code,
I need
please?
My zip code is 75104.
Okay. You said 75104?
75104, yes. Cedar Hill, Texas. And then, according to the bank, they said there was an earlier charge from the same thing for $7 and something in November. So I'm really kind of at a loss because I have to watch my money very closely. I'm a substitute teacher, and I don't, you know, we just had two ice days here, so I've lost $200 for 2 days I couldn't work. So money is very tight. So I usually try to account for everything. So I just need a refresher, figure out what it is.
All right. Okay. What was your first and last name?
Denise, D-E-N-I-S-E, Bowers, B as in boy, O-W-E-R-S.
Thank you. And verify that shipping address for me.
213 Rosewood, one word, Lane. And Cedar Hill, two words, Texas, and then the zip code I just gave you. If it slipped my memory, that's fine. I just don't recall. I definitely don't have that much extra to spend. So I need to know what kind of gadget it was.
I do see this for the foot massager.
For the what?
The foot massager.
Oh, the foot massage. Oh. Okay, so that started out as a $7 thing that I thought I got bonus for, and it ends up being a $40 charge. I will never do that again. Thank you. That was, yes, I authorized it. Yeah, I did not know $40 was going to be put on it. After what it showed for the Verizon as a customer, it showed it as only $7 and something. It never showed me that it was going to later bill me for $40. So that is fraudulent on that part. So because it was never shown that I was going to later rebuild January for $40.
It does
something
say that.
What?
I said, yes, ma'am. It does say that information actually on the site right beside when it says the card information.
Okay, well, I will never do that again.
Okay. Well, did you want to continue with this service?
No, I don't want to continue it with at all. Just
okay,
take
sure.
me off of it. I can't afford this.
Okay, well, I can provide you with a 35% refund of that charge for you.
Would you be able to do that? Because I can't afford it. I really can't. I'm struggling right now, and our gas here in Texas just went up. So,
gotcha.
and is in the substitute jobs. I, like today, I didn't get a job where I'm subbing. So, and I'm waiting, and I'm trying to get a license and be a speech therapy assistant. So I've got school loans to pay back. So yeah, I'm only making, when I work, $100 a day. So I can't afford it.
Gotcha. Well, I'll go ahead and cancel that refund for you. It goes back to the account within 3 to 5 business days.
And okay, thank you so much. I should have known it was too good to be true. You know, I'm old enough to know that. I'm on my fault.
Okay. Well, would there be anything else I can do for you?
Well, thank you for giving me the refund. I appreciate that.
No problem, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a
wonderful
day.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.